So yesterday, I just couldn't stand not being out. I didn't care if it was windy. I had to get out in the fresh air, and because it's how I wake up. And I got out in fresh air and walked with Meshach, and I came in feeling like a new person. I felt, otherwise, I'm really sleepy throughout the day. I don't know why, but the fresh air is what wakes me up. So it's the cold air, the invigoration of movement. So this is what Meshach and I went to, out to brave the wind and the dirt. Does cold, and it was great. One of the things that we need to know is that being outdoors is good for us. Mm-hmm. Our animals know that instinctively. In fact, I know Meshach would prefer to be outdoors, period, than to be indoors, except for at night or when it's super, super cold. Mm-hmm. And he'll go back and forth. Even when it's cold, he wants to go back and forth. And because he's a single-coated dog, he'll go back and forth. He comes in to warm up and then go back.
Right.
So they don't even question it, animals. They just want out. Teenager puppies, like the one I have now with lots of energy, want to be out. They're starting to dig. They're smelling the green things coming up. They're smelling the earth loosening up its hard, tight hold on the earth and the plants coming up. And this is why a lot of people feel like when they get out and they garden, they feel energized because they're digging in dirt and they're smelling the fresh air and in the sunshine and being out there.
Yeah.
But there's more to it than that. There's dirt. There's some dirt on this.
You betcha.
See, our dogs want to dig and dig and dig, especially now that the earth is softer and they can smell all the good stuff. Animals want to dig in it. They want to roll in it. All the horses and livestock are out rolling in the dirt and kicking their heels up and happy with this. Meshach, and I've seen every puppy do this, scoop up stuff from the dirt, toys and everything, dirt and all. You might think, oh, that's awful. Well, babies, if you sit them down in the dirt, they're going to do the same thing. They're going to pick it up whether there's dirt on it or not and put it in their mouth. I keep saying there's a good reason for that. So we've all thought putting our hands, our paws, and our hooves was just us reconnecting with the earth in the spring. This is a big, big time of year.
Mm-hmm.
This is when all kinds of things seem to happen. All kinds of life comes forth. It's a time for us to detox from that cold winter. It's unstressful. It's meditative. But another reason has been scientifically discovered why being in the dirt is good for us. Check this out, and I'm quoting from an article. I don't know if I'm going to be able to pronounce this correctly or not, but a strain of bacterium in soil called Mycobacterium baccae, is that how you say it?
Baccae.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Has been found to trigger the release of serotonin. And serotonin is that hormone that it elevates our mood and decreases anxiety. They go on to say, and on top of that, this little bacterium has been found to improve cognitive function and possibly even treat cancer and other diseases, which means that contact with soil through gardening or other means is beneficial, end quote. And I say, it was all discovered. A doctor was trying to find a way to boost the immune system of cancer patients. There's a whole study done on this, and she found this particular bacterium, and then they went on to do more studies on this. And I quote again from this article, gardeners inhale these bacteria while they're digging in the soil, but they also encounter M. baccae, is it baccae, baccae, in their vegetables or when soil enters a cut in their skin.
So it's good to garden without gloves.
Exactly. We are the kind that like to get our nails dirty and our hands in the dirt. I don't like to wear gloves. Now we know why. So from our study, we can say that it is definitely good to be outdoors. It's good to have contact with these organisms. It's interesting to speculate that creating learning environments in schools that include time in the outdoors where M. baccae is present may decrease anxiety and improve the ability to learn new tasks. Now, here's what's been happening in modern society. We're trying to antibacterialize everything. We want to keep everything pristine, clean, and pure, and our children not allowed out in the dirt, babies not allowed out in it, animals, oh, no, no, gosh, they could get parvo or something, you know?
Bad bacteria, you're right.
They could get fleas and
ticks.
What we're basically doing when we do that is we are depriving them of the very thing that they need to be healthy, okay? There can be harmful things in the soil, as I just mentioned, that different viruses will live in the soil, and there are things that are in the soil that are harmful. But our big focus on trying to avoid all that is also we're avoiding all the good stuff.
There were no antibacterial soaps back when you and I were growing up, Kimmer.
Thank God there weren't.
Yeah.
You know? And I remember somebody asked me yesterday, she said, does that include mud pies? Absolutely.
Oh, you
made
bet.
Mud pies and ate them.
We ate them or fed them to our siblings.
Yeah.
Being the firstborn, I know I fed them to my brothers all the time.
I'm firstborn too, so I did the same thing.
Even mix some acorns in there.
Yeah. It was good for them. It was good for us. And it's good for our animals. You know, we always complain that puppies got their mouths on everything.
Oh,
you know, Meshach doesn't see a surface that he doesn't lick or have his mouth on. Granted, he's a teenager, but I don't know, maybe they're still very mouthy even as long as they're still young. He's developing his immune system without the intervention of mankind's huge hubris, Dr. Jordan, in vaccines. There was this question in this article that state, quote, bacteria were found to have more of a benefit than a, what if they said bacteria were found to have more of a benefit than a risk? And further research might change the types of soil that are specified for certain populations and activities, end quote. And I go back and say, modern society has such a germophobia.
Oh, no
thanks
doubt.
To all the fear-mongering that's rampant by the medical industry, pharmaceutical companies, etc. Everyone is taught to use anti-everything, antibacterial, everything. But what we need instead is pro-good bacteria, probiotic, pro-good stuff. Instead of being anti-everything, let's be pro-something, proactive. We need good probiotic, good bacteria, common sense, and sensible hygiene, not this insane hygiene. Kids were little, they would pick their nose and eat their boogers. That's gross. They do. And animals do.
That's right.
They don't pick their noses, but they lick their butt.
Yeah, there you go.
Scooch them on things, you know, and they're out there in the dirt and they're eating anything that they can pick up, nasty, rotting, whatever. They're building their immune system is what they're doing. You know that superbugs have emerged, folks, as a result of our overuse of all things antibacteria. Remember that the word anti means against life. I mean, antibiotic means against life. So anti means against, pro means for. We stated there are far, 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 far more bacteria than there are human and animal life on this planet for us to even begin to think that in our arrogant, we can eradicate or annihilate them.
Right.
Why instead are we not working with the good bacteria instead of trying to annihilate the bad bacteria? Because in the process of annihilating the bad bacteria, we annihilate the good as well. And this is why our children are growing up with allergies and asthma and all of these things, as you're about to find out. If you choose to use antibacterial products because you trust them to kill all your germs and everything, well, think again. According to another article, say, according to recent studies, antiseptic and ingredients added to numerous products are not effective and may actually be harmful. I could say quite simply, duh.
They are, yeah.
In 2005, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration panel concluded that there is, quote, no added benefit, end quote, from using antimicrobial products over plain soap and water. And in addition, there's the toxicity or the toxicity of that particular product to talk about how these particular products are causing problems in our bodies.
And on the planet itself.
Oh, yeah. Because all that stuff goes into the aquifers and so forth.
Right.
A good reason why we keep going back to all of these, what we're trying to do is paint a picture for whole health here.
Mm-hmm.
It's great that you guys are raw feeding or feeding a species-appropriate diet for whichever animal you have. It's great that you've chosen to not do all of the vaccines. It's great that you're choosing not to put all the pesticides on your pets for fleas, ticks, and whatever else. But the whole picture means we need to understand how the body works. We need to understand how all of these things work together as what, as a whole. That's what holistic means. And you can't isolate these things away because Jeannie and I run into this so often where people don't understand. What do you mean play in the dirt? I mean, play in the dirt, get in the dirt. There's a reason why it's good for you. And it's still good for you as an adult or an older person. It doesn't matter. It's still good for us, just as it's good for our animals. I don't freak out when my dog digs up something dead and eats it. And I do have neighbors that freak out when their dog do. And I say, they're a dog. Let them. I could see if there was a scare of something, but I don't want to even go there because that's what everybody's doing nowadays is scaring you half to death about anything negative that can go wrong. What happened to embracing life and enjoying it for what it is? I'm going off the beaten path here, but I still always going back. We get you guys get this. Here's the thing that I want to think about. Why we're going back to all of these things, because it has to do with you getting a basic understanding of how the body works, how nature works, and planting ourselves right in the middle of that paradigm and moving as far away from as possible from the status quo, which will lock you in that fear cycle and illness, chronic illness. You know, Jeannie and I do have clients that even want to grab hold of this, even though this is new stuff for them for, you know, raw feeding and all that. They want to get that. But the minute a healing crisis comes on, oh, my goodness, they completely freak out. They don't understand how the body works.
Right.
Sitting in the dirt and digging in the dirt is good for you and your dogs and your cats and your animals. That's why they get so excited when everything comes to life. Granted, there's new plants coming up for the horses and all the herbivores. But again, our carnivores like that too.
It's a time to purge themselves, you know. They can use it to clean their intestinal tracts. And if they have an overload of worms, it helps eliminate worms. They're not eating it for nutritional value, but they're definitely eating it for their own good.
What everybody seems to leave off is all these other things that do contribute to the ill health. Even if you're doing all these other things right, you've got to get this whole picture in your mind and start embracing that. that. Stop being so afraid, because the fear is what's driving everybody to run to all these other things that continue to present, set the body up for illness. We know people who raw feed and do all this, and then they'll run, an injury happens to an animal, they'll run and get an antibiotic. That has destroyed the immune system for another year. There are so many natural antibiotics, and I don't like calling them antibiotics because they're really probiotic. They're really going to benefit the body, and they're going to support the body. They're not going to wipe out all the good intestinal flora that we have and everything else. They're going to support it and help the body to help itself.
Right.
So that the body can heal itself.
Not going to harm it and kill off everything beneficial.
I know that I'm the only one in my neighborhood that hangs my clothes on a solar dryer. Do you guys know what that is? Clothesline.
I don't think a lot of people do. What?
And it's awesome because I save on energy. I'm trying to lessen my footprint. Our clothes
smell
fresh and clean.
So good.
I know that I'm the only one that uses baking soda and vinegar, and not white wine vinegar, but white vinegar to wash the clothes with. And our clothes come out just as clean and fresh. There's no lingering, fragrancy, chemically synthetic, icky smell. And I don't have to worry about that affecting Meshach's bedding either. We're smelling real smells, but everybody goes, ew, vinegar. Damn, man, vinegar will wipe out a smell. Like, it's awesome.
It is.
And it doesn't
smell
vinegary.
The vinegar. Right.
And none of these poor dogs are raw fed. Nobody's out walking in the fresh air and getting dirt on you. Oh, look at me, I'm so dirty. Well, good, you're dirty. You're going to feel good when you get out and you get dirty. And your clothes are dirty. My husband goes to our CSA to pick up our vegetables, our local grown vegetables and fruits and all that stuff. And he says, all them people are so dirty. I said, awesome. And them people are working in the dirt, and they're getting their hands dirty. They're seeing from seed to finish what they do with their hands, and they're getting beneficial organisms in their body by doing it.
They're healthy.
This is all organic.
It.
So here's the thing. People and animals who aren't out in the weather, aren't out in the fresh air, aren't out in the dirt, are always going to complain that they and their animals have allergies, that they're hyper, that they're whatever. They're feeding processed foods. They're eating processed food themselves. They're locked into the airtight homes, breathing those chemicals all the time. There's something to consider, and I always think about this, that babies, my mom has always said this, babies and puppies have a lot in common. She always says, you may not have had children, Kim, but you've had puppies, so you've raised children.
Yeah, pretty much.
And you know, Jeannie, because you've had both.
Right.
They both poop a lot. They both eat often, although small amounts at a time. So they poop and they eat, and they poop and they eat, and they both have lots of energy. And you know what? They both eat dirt.
Yes, they do. They both put everything and anything in their mouths.
In their mouths. You got to watch that. They do. So why do you suppose this is so? Well, according to this article in the New York Times, it has to do with, and Jeannie and I have said this, and we've said this, and we've said this, has to do with the immune system, of course, as we're always saying here. And this is where I'm going to tell you where you're going to find out why allergies, asthma, and autoimmune disorders are on the rise, especially when you connect us with the tight focus on antibacterial and vaccines. Okay, here's a quote from this article. Ask mothers why babies are constantly picking up things from the floor or ground and putting them in their mouths, and chances are they'll say that it's instinctive. Mm-hmm. That's how babies explore the world. But why the mouth, when sight, hearing, touch, and even scent are far better at identifying things? In studies of what is called the hygiene hypothesis, researchers are concluding that organisms like the millions of bacteria, viruses, and especially worms that enter the body along with dirt spur the development of a healthy immune system. Do I not hear that? Healthy immune system.
Yeah.
Several continuing studies suggest that worms may help to redirect an immune system that has gone awry and resulted in autoimmune disorders, allergies, and asthma.
Talked a little bit about that. Yep.
Yes, we have. Another doctor says, and I, you know, this is an MD who says, are we too clean? This is kind of funny to me what they say, because they just can't let go of the vaccine focus. Well, he says, dirtiness comes with a price, but cleanliness comes with a price too. He goes, we're not proposing to return to the germ-filled environment of the 1850s.
Right.
But if we properly understand how organisms in the environment protect us, wait till you hear what he says, you guys are going to go, what?
Yeah.
Maybe we can give a vaccine or mimic their effect with some innocuous stimulus.
And spoken like a true allopathic doctor.
Why would you need a vaccine when you can just play in the dirt?
Go out and get in it. Yeah.
And I feel like that old quote where you say, you know, you've lived life when you come skidding in and you look like you've lived life.
Right.
Let's go out and roll in the dirt like our animals. Might feel a whole heck of a lot better.
Yeah, we can at least walk in it barefoot, and we can at least get in it with our hands and, you know, plant some things. We don't have to roll in it necessarily, but
It'd be fun,
they do.
Though, wouldn't it, Jeannie?
Yeah.
Just let your hair down and do that. have a mud fight. Okay, so what about worms? You know what? This is something Dr. Jeannie goes on and on, and man, do we hit brick walls every time. We're supposed to eradicate worms. No, we're not. There was a study done on worms for health. In this study, this Dr. Weinstock and Dr. Elliott have used worms to both prevent and reverse autoimmune disease. Patients with MS.
Words. Prevent and reverse.
Yeah, they prevent and reverse. He used whipworm with the milder cases and flare-ups of the MS disease. And they're testing this. They're learning that, hey, maggots were there for a reason, folks. All of these things that we're trying to eradicate were there for our health, and we need to accept that and get over our bad selves and start to embrace nature the way we were intended to use and interact with her. And I think that's the biggest thing that Jeannie and I, we grow ever so frustrated with the resistance there. Oh, but my doctor says, Kate, you guys, guess what? They don't know. They were never taught this. And the ones that do know, they may be either quietly going about their business so that they don't rattle the chain called, you know, that little carrot that dangled in front of them called license. I haven't met an MD privately yet, and I've known quite a few in my life simply because of the nature of my stepfather's work as an exercise physiologist that didn't do natural health for themselves, even while they're prescribing drugs and other stuff for their patients.
Oh, wow. That's
I know a surgeon that I used to run with, and she shopped at the natural grocers for her own food supplement, but did not use those drugs for herself.
Yeah.
You guys need to think about that, because unfortunately the DVMs I worked with did use the drugs on themselves, and they were not healthy men and women.
Or women.
Think about that. Think about what they're doing versus what you, and you're going to this person for your health. It's your responsibility to be in control of your own health and that of your animals.
Yeah.
You can use them if you need a diagnosis or if you need emergency medical attention.
Right.
And that's all I got to say about that. I felt like getting down and dirty today.